Life requires us to be skillful in our open-heartedness. Ironically, the more our heart opens, the more boundaries we need to protect our heart. We all know what it's like to be truly open and trusting to someone who we later learned trampled on our trust out of not knowing how to meet it with respect. In the hyper-connected, fast-paced information age we live in, there are so many relationships to maintain through so many channels of communication with so much information to react to that it simply becomes easier to lock our truest feelings away for safekeeping and to fashion our external behavior with the likenesses of openness and trust. This might be all fine and good were we not creatures who thrive on genuine interconnectivity with others. Funny how our need for interconnectivity is what leads us to create this hyperconnected world. On the one hand, we want to have so many doors open to the world. On the other, we aren't quite skillful enough to monitor who and what enters all those open doors. So we stay hyper-connected, but lock a lot of ourselves away. Usually, the most vulnerable parts of ourselves get locked away. Naturally, right? It makes total sense. The vulnerable stuff. The places we've been hurt. The parts of ourselves we don't understand, as well as shame, guilt, fear, but also some of the most beautiful parts of ourselves, the parts of ourselves the world really needs, gets locked away as well, like our generosity, kindness, innocence, wisdom, insight, and joy. What we all know, but perhaps don't entirely face, is the truth that we can't really hide from danger, adversity, and struggle. It finds us anyway. The good news is that self-protection is healthy, but a lot of the feelings we lock away actually have their own set of keys. This locked-away stuff inside us holds the keys to our dreams and our well-being. Much of it anyway. Here's how. For a moment, just imagine this place where you lock away most of your vulnerable parts as an actual location inside yourself. What does that place look like? That over the course of your life, beginning with your earliest days, some of the most difficult emotional stuff you encountered, fears, things that made you sad, things you were too young to understand, got locked away in this location very few people know about. Maybe even you don't know so much about this place anymore, because the longer you stay away, the harder it is to return, unlock the door, and sort through all that stuff. This location that you're imagining inside yourself, this is your stockpile of all the rejected and abandoned life experience, your inner junkyard, so to speak. If the expression inner junkyard doesn't resonate with you or sounds too harsh, just come up with something that works. Inner rubbish pile, the forgotten zone, the locked away place. Whatever works for you, just use your intuition. So In the first audio, I referred to a retreat that I did as 10 days of silence, where I first did this work with my teachers. And during that retreat, I had a dream about walking through my own inner junkyard. After a certain amount of time on silent retreat, your dreams start to become much more vivid and realistic. Often there's no symbolism at all. Everything is very direct and just revealed to you without any metaphor. Or the symbolism is still there, but is so clear and easy to understand. And that was the case with me in this dream of my inner junkyard. I visualized in my dream an abandoned, dilapidated high-rise building, like you might see on the news after a city had been bombed. Walls were blown out, interiors exposed, wires hanging from the ceiling, dust, debris, and there were lots of doors with hallways and staircases leading to them. And I knew that this building was me. I was in it, walking around. But I also had the felt bodily experience or the bodily sense that it was in me. It was almost as if my body was this building. I moved through it more with astonishment and curiosity than fear or dread. The fact that I had found my way there felt like an opportunity. I felt the loss, but with a sense of empowerment, that I could somehow navigate this space. And most astonishing of all was that I wanted to navigate the space. I wanted to sort through the rubble and had clear inner knowing that I had the tools to let go of what I needed to let go of and repair what needed repairing. I felt inspired by this new project. So that's my story of discovering my inner junkyard. Certain things in our inner junkyard aren't really worth our time and energy. Those things really do need to be recycled or sent to the landfill and just let go of. However, a lot of the valuable stuff gets thrown away as well. Inside the stockpile of unwanted experiences are keys, such as insights, answers, and truths, and aha moments to various issues that currently seem challenging or even impossible to face. That's right, a lot of the problems, habits we think we can't break, mistakes we continue to repeat, are like locked doors. We can't pass through these doors only because we have thrown away the keys. The practices in Loving Kindness 2.0 have a way of turning over objects in our emotional junkyard to reveal the keys hidden underneath. Often this happens instantly and effortlessly without a lot of work and analysis. We suddenly see with complete clarity how our habits, what we do and don't do, shape the experiences within our relationships and life. Know that you have the tools and inner wisdom to carry you through this process without a lot of analysis, methodology, or theory. Know that you can find the keys to unlock doors you didn't know you could open. And maybe even some you didn't even know were locked. And maybe even a door or two you didn't even know existed. You also might find a huge ring of anonymous keys and wonder if you have the time or even the desire to try every one of those keys and every door to see if you can find some matches. The opportunity to enter this inner junkyard full of keys is really, really huge. Furthermore, some keys are going to be immediately visible in the rubble, just winking up at you like a little diamond in the rough. This is an aha moment that will facilitate a shift inside you if you pick up the key and allow it to turn the lock. Take this moment right now. Feel what this journey has brought you so far. Maybe more than you think. Thank yourself for your willingness to feel, to be vulnerable, to open up and pass through doorways as a way of reaching out. What doors do you want to pass through? What do you believe stands hidden on the other side of those doors?